This velvety soft leather shirt is made from two animal hides, deer, maybe, or antelope and elk. The skins are joined along the shoulders. Julie Jones is the museum's curator of pre-Columbian art.
The decoration is always around the neck, down the front and back of the shoulders, and along the top of the arms. This particular piece has porcupine quill embroidery that has been wrapped around horsehair. The Native Americans were the only people who apparently ever used flattened porcupine quills as decoration. The shirts were made by women, always the workers.
For clothing, you wanted the leather to be as soft as possible. The women who made these shirts used animal brains to tan the skins to this texture. But the great shirts were important possessions of men, and their decoration reflected individual taste and experience. When European glass beads became available in the mid-19th century, they were readily adopted and extensively used. The beads at the neck of this shirt, which is from the 1860s, are known as pony beads, named after the pony riding traders who introduced them to plains people.
Native Americans loved them. They were colorful. They were easy to use. You didn't have to go out and kill a porcupine. So they adopted them very quickly and used them extensively.